Baruch Hashem, another week, another 5 minutes of bitachon that we get to learn together. We're in the middle of the third perek over here in the Beis HaLevi. We're basically on page six, and we're learning how bitachon is the response to pachad, to fear. Deeper, we're learning how fear can itself pull one down, how fear can cause the issue that you're afraid of not only to materialize, but the fear could make it deeper and that much worse. And he ends this chapter with a pasuk from David HaMelech with a very unique explanation. The pasuk is a famous one. Hashem li lo yira. Hashem is with me. There's no reason to be afraid. Ma ya'ase li adam. What could a person do to me? And the simple explanation is, what am I afraid of? I'm afraid of this guy, this situation. Hashem is with me. Don't be afraid. But says the Beis HaLevi, based on that which we're learning, we can explain it a little bit deeper. Kivan shelo yira, since I am not afraid, lo yachol adam lasos li me'uma. It's a cause and effect. Because I'm not afraid, therefore, no one could do anything to me. It's not just the simple understanding, God's with me, don't be afraid. You're afraid of that person and that situation? Hashem runs the world. And that's true and that's beautiful. But teaches the Beis HaLevi to run so much deeper. Says the Beis HaLevi, if you have no fear, then in reality, there's nothing that anyone could do with you, because the fear is that which creates the issue. And in the footnote over here, which we began the footnote in which he quoted Rav Yehuda Hadass, the incredible mashal or story of the pipe exploding, and then the next pipe of water exploding to put out the fire. But he continues and he quotes Rav Sadik. The Rav Tzaddik teaches, and it's really this pasuk, and through the lens of Rav Tzaddik, I think we could have a completely newfound definition of fear. When we're faced with a fear, a worry, an anxiety, a difficult situation, one, as we mentioned, that the fear is real, what do you do right now? So there's two things one could do. One could allow the fear to pull him down. One could allow the fear to literally be the tidal wave that drowns him, sulking. I have nowhere to turn. There's nothing to do. It can't get better. And then what will happen? If you're afraid, unfortunately, you have what to be afraid of. Then it's not lo yaase li adam, it's yaase li adam. People will be able to hurt you because you're afraid. Or says Rav Tzaddik, let's think for a moment. Why did Hashem put you in that situation? Why did God create that fear? Maybe, says Rav Tzaddik, Hashem wanted to give you something. Our loving Father wants to give us something good. But He needs us to turn to Him with earnest, sincere, tefillos, connections. How are we going to get there? God says, I'll create a worry. I'll create a situation that things will look poor. You're not sure where to turn. If that same fear comes and you pause and you say, wait, Hashem is orchestrating these events, which of course is the definition of bitachin, to live with emunah like the Gaon taught us, to realize that Hashem is creating the event. Now pause. Hashem created the event. Let me dive into Him for a moment. Let me work on a deeper connection to Him. Let me just think about that point. Hold it. This fear, this worry, this situation, this horrible medical diagnosis, this business issue, this parnasha issue, this child issue, this personal issue. God created it. He could get us out of it. He knows what He's doing. He's just waiting for us to turn to Him. He's waiting for His children to look up and say, Hashem, You're here with me, to live with bitachon. And then says Rav Tzaddik, then the fear will be the greatest outcome. Because the fear will be the impetus to allow us to receive that bracha, to receive what Hashem has to us in store. So we conclude the third chapter with this incredible idea. Hashem li lo yira. God is with me. I have no reason to be afraid. And because I'm not afraid, I'll have no reason to be afraid. And when I have a fear, I'll embrace it. I'll connect a little bit deeper. And maybe that will spell not disaster, but ultimate success and bracha, like Rav Sadik teaches, as Hashem is just waiting, our loving Father, to give us more and more.